Your Thanksgiving meal inches up again. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. We're just over a week away from Thanksgiving, and that classic Thanksgiving dinner will cost just a bit more this year, but it still remains affordable, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. John Hart reports.
Menu items for a classic Thanksgiving dinner, including turkey, stuffing, cranberries, pumpkin pie, and all the basic trimmings, will cost just a bit more this year, but still remain affordable, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual Thanksgiving dinner survey.
Since 1986, the American Farm Bureau Federation's volunteer shoppers have priced items belonging on the classic Thanksgiving dinner plate. We find this year that this feast for 10 cost $44.61, up a little over 6% from 2007.
Jim Sartwell, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says food prices have increased significantly during the past year and a half. But if you adjust for inflation, the Thanksgiving feast costs less than it did in 1988 by 8%.
When we look across this meal, as well as most food choices available to the average American consumer, we do believe this remains affordable. For example, this meal for 10, if you divide it out on cost per person, is less than what I can go down the street to a fast food place and buy a value meal for.
The big driver in higher food prices in the survey is higher energy cost.
We don't see anything in this year's survey that's different than what we've seen all year long in terms of energy-driven food price increases, which we see all through the grocery store.
John Hart, Washington.
Now, according to the Farm Bureau Thanksgiving survey, the cost of a 16-pound turkey this year was up about 9 cents a pound, or $1.46 per turkey. Cranberries were up 45 cents to $2.20. Together, those two items accounted for about 80% of the increase. This year, milk was actually cheaper than it was last year, down 10 cents a gallon to $3.78. This survey was conducted by more than 175 volunteer shoppers in 38 states, including Farm Bureau women here in Tennessee. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.